All right, welcome to the middle day of the year. Yeah, noon today is halfway through 2025, 365-day year. And I'd like to check out, the three segments for our new Best 5 Minutes. Thanks, by the way, to Bob in Rice Lake and Keith and Owen, who both said, hey, thanks for the devotion yesterday from Robert Morgan's On This Day, titled No Vacancy, but kind of the history, how the whole Gideon Bible thing came to be. So that's pretty much the devotion plan on the heels of this is Robert Morgan's On This Day, or if we don't do that, we go back to our friend Jason Kanz's Notes from the Upper Room. Got 129 devotions, takes us through the Upper Room discourse of all the way from John 13 through John 17. But this morning, I saw something that Mike Thompson, a longtime friend of mine, had shared on Facebook the other day. And yes, podcast host Joe Rogan, I guess, is where he got it. But it's an actor named John Cleese who had talked about, maybe we'll save that. It's John Cleese talking about extremists. And so I can see it right here as it comes up here this morning. So, yeah, John Cleese is an actor talking about extremists. And this message from 30 years ago is still relevant today. Let's give it a listen.
And he essentially nails what's going on with both the right-wing extremists and the left-wing extremists.
Seriously, though, we've heard a lot about extremism recently. A nastier, harsher atmosphere everywhere. More abuse and bother boy behavior. Less friendliness and tolerance and respect for opponents. All right, but what we never hear about extremism is its advantages. Well, the biggest advantage of extremism is that it makes you feel good. Because it provides you with enemies. Let me explain. The great thing about having enemies is that you can pretend that all the badness in the whole world is in your enemies and all the goodness in the whole world is in you. So, if you have a lot of anger and resentment in you anyway, and you therefore enjoy abusing people, then you can pretend that you're only doing it because these enemies of yours are such very bad persons. And that if it wasn't for them, you'd actually be good-natured and courteous and rational all the time. If you want to feel good, become an extremist. If you join the hard left, they'll give you their list of authorized enemies. Or, if you'd rather be an extremist on the hard right, no problem, fine, you still get a lovely list of enemies, only they're different ones. Once you're armed with one of these super lists of enemies, you can be as nasty as you like and yet feel your behaviors morally justified. John Cleese.
Yeah, I think he hit the nail there, didn't he? John Cleese, the actor, this from 30 years ago. Thank you to Mike Thompson for sharing that again, courtesy of the Joe Rogan podcast. But yeah, we think that all the bad in the world is on the other guys. And we forget that line from Solzhenitsyn about the line of evil running through each human heart, or from Jeremiah 17:9 about our own hearts. All right, it is, we said, the middle day of the year here, July 2nd. And as we think about July 2nd, a couple of things about this day stand out. July 2nd, 1964, in Washington, President Lyndon Baines Johnson signed America's most sweeping civil rights law in nearly 100 years.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
And also, July 2nd, 1997.
Get me back! Get me back! I don't care what happens to me! Get me back to my wife and kids!
Yeah, on that day, 28 years ago, actor Jimmy Stewart passed in Beverly Hills, California, the star of It's a Wonderful Life, and Mr. Smith Goes to Washington was 89. Finally, our devotion this morning, we're turning back to John 13:10 a second time from our friend Jason Kanz's Notes from the Upper Room. That verse says, Jesus said to him, the one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet. Jason says, Jesus announced that Peter was completely clean, fully forgiven, freely justified, and set free from the penalty of sin. He made it clear that the person who has bathed does not need to do so again except for his feet. Although we are set free from the penalty of sin, we are not miraculously free from sinning. Every one of us still sins daily. Jesus was telling Peter and the rest of the disciples that his forgiveness covers all sin, past, present, and future. So Jason asks, do you ever struggle with believing God is that good? Do you have trouble accepting that God not only cleansed you, but that he continues to do so day by day? Listen, his river of grace never stops flowing over you. Closing prayer, Lord Jesus, we're so thankful for your work on the cross where you delivered us from the penalty of our sin and purified us from all of our unrighteousness. Thank you for reminding us through this interaction with Peter in John 13:10 that your forgiveness continues day by day. Help us to live in that freedom. Amen. Well, less than 4 hours to Summer Smiles number 2.
Looking forward to it. The weather looks wonderful. And meet us at Culver's. We'll actually be not too far away from the station, Culver's of Lake Halley. And should be a wonderful time. All sorts of things to give away. And of course, your opportunity to support Hope Village. So hopefully you'll consider that if you're able. But we just want you to come on out and have a great time with us.
And the big question of the day is, who's going to get the pie in the face? If we get that $500 matching that Marquardt gave to Hope Village, you or Sam, who gets the whipped cream, huh?
Yeah, and again, it starts off with, if we raise at least $500 to match Marquardt, then it triggers the pie in the face, and you all decide by your giving whether it's Sam or myself.
All right, give, give, give. It's a Win It Wednesday on the Whip Wake Up Show, and we got another great prize.
We do indeed. Wow, someone wants to call already. So we'll regale you at some point, perhaps, with the incorrect answers, but we were working on a question that Havel had yesterday, and our prize, in case you completely missed it yesterday, is 2 full Event One Fest tickets, plus your parking, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants, locations in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Kennard. And Havel, we're talking summer camp.
Yeah, summer camp. So what camp did I go to as a kid? Yes, I went to basketball camp a few times. Probably my first couple of camps staying overnight were basketball camp after 5th and 7th grade. Needed more help than that, I guess, because I eventually got cut from the 9th grade team. But, you know, what other camp did I go to? That's what you got to get for a chance to go to One Fest.
Incorrect answer is not Bible camp, Boy Scout camp, not Camp Kenwood, band camp, swimming camp, art camp, archery camp, sleepaway camp, football camp, drama camp, chess camp, YMCA camp, golf camp, 4-H camp, FCA camp, baseball camp, yeah. I have already mentioned basketball camp. Family camp, sailing camp, journalism camp, or STEM camp. Those were all incorrect guesses. A lot of great guesses yesterday, but again, not what we're
looking for.
We posted
them all in the We Wake Up Show Facebook group, too. So.
Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Caleb.
And Beth.
Beth Deeps in Eau Claire.
Yep. Go ahead, Beth.
Go to an inner city day camp.
An inner city day camp, because people know Halvo grew up in Milwaukee suburb, right? Wauwatosa area. So inner city day camp. Could that be it?
Sorry, Beth, that's not it.
Not
good
it.
Try.
Thank you, Beth. Call us back, 715-723-2555. We've heard from Winter, Eau Claire, Cadott, Elk Mound, Barron, Stanley, Chippewa Falls, Kerryville, Withy, Hillsdale, Oliva, and Pepin, but no one has solved this yet. What summer camp did Havel go to as a kid for your full Event One Fest tickets?
Yeah, 2 tickets to One Fest. It's now less than a month away, starting August 1st in Cadott, Chippewa Valley Music Fest grounds.
715-723-2555. One of the artists you're going to hear at One Fest is a newer artist on the scene, Eli Gable. And we've got a brand new tune from him coming up. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? You're on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning. You're on the air. It's that first question that gets them. I mean, we don't even get a chance to get to the tougher question about what summer camp Havel went to. Call back, 715-723-2555. Again, this is your chance to win your way into One Fest. Maybe have One Fest tickets and want to bless somebody else. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Wow. Really, really tricky on that first question. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555.
We did get somebody on the air, right? So yeah. Beth had been on.
723-2555. Asking what type of camp did Halville go to as a kid? And we've listed a lot of different camps that weren't it. 715-723-2555 for 2 full Event One Fest tickets and your parking, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants, Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lauren from Oliva.
Lauren from Oliva, go ahead.
Theater camp.
Is it a theater camp, Halvo?
You know, somebody did say drama camp, so I don't know if that's the same thing. But not that. So.
Not theater camp. Thank you, Lauren. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Trayton from Stanley.
Hey, Trayton. Thanks for calling back, buddy. What do you think?
Is it 60s? Like,
one more time. Didn't quite catch it.
Like a fishing camp?
A fishing camp. Sure. Go, a camp to learn to fish, or maybe it's just like, hey, I just love fishing. Alva, was it a fishing camp?
Sorry, buddy, it wasn't.
Sorry, Trey, not fishing camp. Call us back from Stanley, 715-723-2555. Three more guesses, then we'll have to give you a clue after 745. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dave from Mondovi.
Hey, Dave, what do you think?
Camp Luther.
Camp Luther.
Specifically citing, is that Chautauq Camp Luther?
Up north.
Somewhere
up north. Is it Camp Luther?
It's not. I didn't even know where it was. So, yeah. Okay.
715-723-2555. Two guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julie in Eau Claire.
Hey, Julie, what do you think?
How about Bat Boy Camp?
Bat Boy Camp. Okay, yeah. That makes, because you knew I was a Bucks ball boy back in the day, so... Might it have been Bat Boy Camp? It wasn't. Sorry.
No.
Thank you, Julie.
Good try.
One guess left. Otherwise, we'll push it off 20 minutes and come back with a clue. Let's see if we can send someone to One Fest. Good morning. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark. What do you think?
Well, there's got to be a zoo somewhere by Wauwatosa.
The Milwaukee County Zoo is, yeah.
Yeah, so did you go to a zoo camp?
Zoo camp, yeah.
Zoo camp.
That would be creative and different fun, but that's not it.
Not it. All right, so we are going to think of a clue of some sort, and after 7:45, we'll give you all another shot at winning on a Win It Wednesday, because the point of Win It Wednesday is for someone to win.
Yeah,
so
we'll see if they can, but we got a conversation at 8:15, too. Right?
Indeed, yes. So maybe two chances left today, so think about it.
Win It Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show. Another chance to win two tickets to One Fest, courtesy of our local A&W restaurants.
715-723-2555. It was Tuesday Trivia. Now it's Win It Wednesday, 723-2555. And we have a clue before we dive into this more. How about we have a clue? Because this comes from your personal life experience.
Yeah. So the question is, what summer camp did I go to as a kid? And we've got a bunch of wrong answers from yesterday and already this morning. But the first clue is, when I say a kid, I guess as I think about it, this is a camp I went to when I was 18.
All right. So you were 18. Uh-huh. So definitely on the old end of kiddom there, too. So we'll see if that guides you and what kind of summer camp might have have gone to as an 18-year-old.
Yeah.
All right. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Just Beth again.
Beth from Eau Claire, hard to win those One Fest tickets. Go ahead, Beth.
How about Space Camp?
Space Camp. That's a good guess.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
I know somebody that just went to do that. Kid named Hank in the area. Hank went to Space Camp in Alabama. Took a bus down there. Could that be what I went to? Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Beth. Call us back 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike, what do you think?
A camp.
What
One
kind?
One more time, it cut out.
Adventure camp.
Adventure camp.
Adventure camp, okay.
That Could sounds be fun.
Adventure camp, yeah, that sounds fun. And again, Havel was 18. Uh-huh. I'm telling you now, the clue, he was 18 when he went to this camp. Was it adventure camp?
Sorry.
It wasn't. Call us back, Mike. Always great to hear from La Crosse. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB Win It Wednesday with Caleb and Halvo on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
Hey, Mark.
Did you go ever to a boot camp?
Boot camp. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like a rough one. Yeah. Full of discipline and all of that. Could that have been it? Sorry.
Thank you. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Lots of people want these tickets to One Fest. And Noah, we're talking with our friend Farmer John at 8:15. So if we don't get it now, we'll try again after 8:45. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from today?
Good morning, guys. Jody Wellscough.
Hey, Jody, what do you think?
Well, he's 18. Was he getting ready to go to college? Maybe like Campus Crusade Camp?
Okay.
College camp?
Okay. College camp. All right. Kind of a crew camp.
College camp.
Yeah, crew camp.
There you go.
Yeah.
Was it a crew camp? There we go. That's what we call it. Campus Crusade. I was part of Campus Crusade. Was it crew camp?
No.
It wasn't. Thank you, Jody. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Arlington, Virginia. My name's DJ.
Hi, DJ.
Arlington, Virginia. We have not had someone call from Arlington before.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
Right, but I'm going to be in the area during that weekend. I'm saying debate camp.
Debate camp. That's a great one. Yeah, that's a great guess.
Could it be debate kind of camp?
Related to forensics and get you ready for college. Could that have been it? No.
Not it, but call us back from Arlington. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'll try one more time.
Sounds like Beth from Eau Claire again. Go ahead.
How about the Boundary Waters?
Boundary Waters. So like a roughing it camp, I guess, out there in the Boundary Waters. Survival skills and all that sort of stuff.
Could that have been it? Sorry, Beth.
It's not. But Beth, that doesn't have to be your last guess. You can call back if you can get through, because lots of people think they know. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Three more guesses here.
I'm Penny Lean, calling from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Penny.
And I'm going to guess like a Farmers Union type camp.
Okay, sure.
Hasn't been guessed
I think they
yet.
Do that at like Camp Kenwood, don't they?
And folks, again, need to realize, hey, we probably got to think out of the box here to try to get this one. Is it a Farmers Union type camp, Penny, from Chippewa Falls?
No, sorry.
It's not. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB on a Win It Wednesday. Your chance to win your way into One Fest coming up in about half an hour here on the show. But first, we're getting an update from our friend Farmer John from Govan's Farm in Menominee. It is strawberry season, and Farmer John, what a season it's been so far.
It has been quite a season. A little bit of rain, some beautiful weather, some beautiful berries.
Now, maybe the rain isn't how you draw it up, but you deal with it. And I'm looking at govansfarm.com, and you're saying the season going strong, and there are lots of big, beautiful strawberries.
There are lots of big, beautiful strawberries. And we just, our latest, you know, last week we talked about early varieties and later varieties. We just got our latest variety picked through once. Looks like we'll be able to pick that one or two more times. So we should have, I'm sure we'll have berries through the weekend. And the season will wind down sometime next week.
So, again, a great way to celebrate your 4th of July, your Independence Day weekend. Again, maybe get the blueberries and I don't know, your Cool Whip. And then, of course, your strawberries to get your red, white, and blue there as well. And, Farmer John, we talk so many times about, again, families coming together to pick. And maybe it's moms and grandmas and kids or dads and grandpas and kids, things like that. What have you been seeing this year? Because I think you see people come back, but then maybe they bring the next generation. It's kind of a family tradition going out and picking Govan strawberries.
Oh, they are. I drove by I don't remember the family's names all the time, but boy, there's a lot of grandkids out here right now. And I know when that couple started picking, they were bringing their kids. And yesterday I talked to a lady that said, yeah, I'm back out here now with my grandkids. And it's a great opportunity to come out and get some sunshine, get some wonderful fruit, spend some time with your grandkids or your kids. Great place to come on a date for the younger couples. You know, that'd be a good way to find out what kind of spouse she'll be or he'll be if they can come out and pick strawberries and have a good time.
Yes, indeed.
There you go. One of my good friends had always advised me, marry somebody who grew up on a farm. So, you got three different options here. The U-pick, the pre-pick, the strawberry stands, kind of a triple threat. Three different choices for folks, right?
It is. You pick if you want to. If you want to order strawberries to make sure you can get them, you have to order them at the farm, and you have to actually call during business hours and talk to a live person. We won't take orders over the answering machine. We've got a stand set up at the end of Casey's driveway on Highway 65, just south of New Richmond for people up that way. We are back in Eau Claire at Bullwinkle's on the corner of Cameron and Claremont. The trucks are there between 9 and 10 in the morning. Oh, as well as the Menominee Senex by the Walmart. But the trucks are there between 9 and 10 in the morning, and they'll stay there until they're sold out, and then they come home. Eau Claire has been brisk, so in Menominee both. So if you want to make sure to get berries. You got to get there when the truck's there. You can call the farm and we'll tell you if the truck is still there, but we cannot reserve berries for you there.
Again, all the information at govinsfarm.com, G-O-V-I-N-S, govinsfarm.com. And as we wind down here, Farmer John, again, the season goes so quickly here. We always enjoy chatting with you and getting the updates. What would maybe be your invitation before we let you go here to folks who haven't gone out and picked strawberries at Govan's before?
You got to get out here and... You've got to make the time to get out here and get them picked because the season is going to wind down. We're really the only patch left open, and it's due to I'm not sure what it's due to. I think it's due to soil type and the way the field slopes. A lot of the farms have got a south slope, and that actually warms things up earlier in the spring. Our rows have a lot of east slopes, so that changes the season a little bit for us. But if you haven't been out to pick, you've really got to make the time and get out here, because it will come to an end sometime next week.
Well, Farmer John, always great to chat with you. And we appreciate your time here on the WIB Wake Up Show. We appreciate, again, how you invite the public out to, again, a real operating farm. And so many times throughout the year, it's just a blessing to be able to go out there, whether it's the farm babies or in the fall or here during strawberry season as well, too. It's always a joy to see you open your doors to the community. And hopefully it's a fantastic holiday weekend for folks coming out to pick.
I certainly hope so. The weather looks like rain on Saturday, but hopefully we'll be able to get open back up on Sunday and a few days next week.
Well, thank you, Farmer John. We'll chat with you again soon.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, John. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. We are primed and ready to give away two tickets to OneFest, including parking, courtesy of our friends at A&W, if you answer our question.
All right, and these, because I knew I was going to forget if I tried to say this from memory, so I want to give full credit. The A&W restaurants owned by our friend Dee that are our coverage sponsors, A&W in Whiffy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott. There
Six.
We go.
Yeah.
Didn't want to trust my memory there.
Everywhere you go, you get an A&W.
715-723-2555. Two full event, one fest tickets, and your parking. And we're talking summer camp, Halvo, and we're stacking clues as we normally do at this point on a Win It Wednesday.
Yes, we are. All right. So I said it's a camp I went to as a kid. And so what is it? We've had a lot of guesses, and both yesterday and today. Our first clue an hour ago, I guess, was the fact that I went when I was 18. This is actually, I turned 18 the day after I graduated from high school. So, and here's the second clue. It is education related. I went, got a scholarship through the school. My favorite high school teacher, Tom Rondo, is the one who recommended me and one other guy, Mike. And we went to this camp. So what was it?
Okay, so education related.
Yeah.
Havel went when he was 18 years old. So again, maybe that eliminates some of your other guesses. We're trying to help you here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Hi, I'm Levi. And from Eau Claire, and my guess is a hockey camp.
Levi, was it a hockey camp? Hockey has not been guessed yet. Could it have been a hockey camp, Halvo?
It could not have been.
Not a hockey camp, Levi, but call us back, friend, 715-723-2555. Always great to hear the young voices. Good morning, WWIB, the WIB Wake Up Show. Caleb and Halvo with you on a Win It Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark, go ahead. Win yourself some OneFest tickets.
I'm going to guess, is it like a business or like slash entrepreneurship type of camp?
Business camp. All right. Yeah, that's a good guess.
Is it what we're looking for?
No.
It's not. Again, Howell was 18, and this was something, again, you were recommended by a teacher in your high school and even got a scholarship, right, to go there, too. So,
right.
Again, this is an education-based type of camp. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb. It's Linda again.
Hi, Linda.
Hey, Linda, what do you think?
So I was just thinking, since you're in this, probably for broadcasting and DJing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Some sort of a broadcast boot camp or something like that. Could that have been it?
That would have been nice, but that wasn't it. No.
Not it. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Mike from La Crosse.
Again. Hey, Mike.
I'm going to say 4-H camp.
That's actually been guessed, Mike, so you could have a bonus guess if you want.
Anything else come to mind?
No.
All right. No worries. Call us back, Mike. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth Deach.
Go ahead, Beth.
So I'm going to guess maybe a social studies teacher and doing like a dig. You know, I'm trying to think of that.
A dig. Oh, a dig. Okay. Yeah.
You
like
know,
archaeology.
Like, archaeology type stuff for social studies.
So here's the thing, and I think this unlocks an additional clue. So, Beth, that is not correct. However, it was a social studies teacher.
Yeah, Tom Rondeau, I had him for two classes that
I remember.
Great Americans and Chinese Studies. And I'm like, how did I get that in my schedule? But he was just fun. He was passionate. He was a social studies teacher, so...
Three guesses left here.
Yeah.
Three guesses left, but maybe, again, Beth helping everybody else out and herself because it was a social studies teacher that recommended you for this camp, education-based camp. You were 18.
Yeah.
What summer camp did Havel go to? 715-723-2555. Three chances left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. Hello? You're on the air.
Go ahead.
Speaking camp.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lauren from Aliva.
A speaking camp. Maybe on, I don't know, eloquence and diction.
Public
or
speaking,
something like
yeah.
That.
Sure.
Yeah, could it be a speaking camp of some sort?
No.
Nope. Thank you, Lauren. All right, two guesses left. Again, the social studies teacher recommended Havel for this.
Mm-hmm. Two
Good
more.
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
Good morning. This is Barb. I'm in La Crosse.
Hey, Barb. Second call from La Crosse. We appreciate it. Go ahead.
Hey. I don't know if it's been guessed, but a youth conservation camp?
A youth conservation camp has not been guessed.
I can tell you this. I remember Tommy Hoover across the street. He went to one of those conservation camps, but I never did. So sorry about that.
It's not it. All right. Thank you, Barb. Okay. We're down to our final guess here. I'll have to go eeny, miny, mo because the calls are lit up here. Our last chance before Win It Wednesday becomes Try It Again Thursday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from first?
Ron from Hawkins. Is it a Bible study theology camp?
A Bible study theology camp. I feel like Bible camp has been guessed. We can give you one bonus guess.
It was a social studies teacher who recommended me to go.
At a public school.
Yeah. That's the clue.
Conservation camp?
That actually was just guessed. So thank you, Ron. We're going to give one other person a chance. One other person a chance because we're feeling generous here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark, you're the bonus of all bonuses here before this becomes Try It Again Thursday. So the pressure's all on. When you
can
when
you sink the putt from 15 feet?
It's a pretty long putt at this point, too, I suppose. But go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, for social studies, I'm thinking like government, like civics camp.
Civics camp.
You know, think about Constitution, and government.
Yeah. That's a good guess, but that's not it.
All right, so not civics camp, but I feel like maybe we're trending in a better direction. Again, thinking that it's a social studies teacher. So thank you, Mark from Chippewa Falls. So, 7:15-ish tomorrow morning, we're going to try again on a Try It Again Thursday to see if we can send someone to One Fest courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott. Root Beer Float sounds good on a day like today.